Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
That's the Drifters bringing us back. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Hope you check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. That's a 14-year-old website, and we keep updating it every day and have been now all these years. Phil Simon is our guest. He's our member of our Brain Trust, the author of The New Small. But his new book that's coming out soon is called The Age of the Platform. And, Phil, tell us how we can find you and your books online, please.
Sure. The easiest way is to go to philsimonsystems.com, and there's information about my three books and my forthcoming one, including a link over to Kickstarter, a site that I'm using to fund this project.
Right. Kickstarter is something we've talked about on the show before. It's where people can go and Kickstarter.com, and they can, well, just go check it out, folks. Do they look for your name on Kickstarter? How do they do that?
I mean, they can certainly type that into the search engine, but the easiest way is probably just to go to philsimonsystems.com,
right.
And right on the right-hand side,
you'll have a link
to my particular project, because
right.
Kickstarter actually has at any given point, I would imagine, at least 1,000 projects going.
Right.
For artists, for musicians, for movie
right.
makers, for writers.
Mm-hmm. So talk to us about this platform. I want to talk some more about the platform. When you say platform to a small business owner, that's not something that small business owners talk about. They don't use that term on a regular basis like say a venture capitalist would or somebody on Wall Street. Talk to us about what you mean by platform.
Sure. I mean, there are certainly four great platforms out there, I would argue, and Eric Schmidt, who's chairman of Google, had pointed this out at a conference a couple of months ago in California. So how can you use other websites and your own? And that's really the book in a nutshell. So you don't have to, as I said before, create your own social network. You can be active on Facebook and
mm-hmm.
Twitter and LinkedIn. But it's not just about social networks. This is not another social media type of book, although that's an important component of it. You know, for me, my website is a platform. The posts I do on other people's sites extend my
mm-hmm.
platform. And having an app in the Apple Store when I do public speaking, the fact that I have a book is an extension of this platform.
Right.
So, I mean, I can't tell everyone that they need to have the same platform because not everyone writes books or wants to create an app for the App Store. But the point is that you can't be, Jim, very insular these days. You can't focus on one thing. You can't just focus on your website. You can't just focus on your business. You have to take a look at other companies, other websites, other platforms and say, how can they help me
so
and
you're
how
not,
can I help
you're
them?
Not saying, you're not saying don't stick to your knitting. You're saying stick to your knitting, but let other people help you knit.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's actually very interesting because in the main working version of the book right now, I do mention sticking to your knitting. I just think that that's kind of dated. No, again, you can't be everything to everybody, but if your business is just doing, say, websites, some of your clients may be interested in social media. They may be interested in creating videos and doing some other things. So
right.
why would you want to turn that business away when it could be an additional source of revenue? Your business could morph. I mean, look at Amazon as a perfect example. Founded in 1994 as an online bookstore, who would have thought that Amazon would be streaming videos and TV shows?
The only concern I have, Phil, is that small business owners do better when they find out what they're good at and they do that. Now, I agree with the fact that we can you may have heard me say this, my audience has heard me say this 1,000 times, it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but you can't fall in love with how you do it. And I think that's what I hear you saying more than anything is that you need to be good at what you do and you need to focus on that. But don't fall in love with it because that might not be the way you go to market a year from now.
Well, yes and no. I mean, I think that, again, you can't be everything to everybody, but you can't assume that the world will be the same in a year from now.
Right.
So if you're sticking to your knitting and you only do painting or you only do a certain type of food in a restaurant, you know, what happens if that market changes? What happens if, say, you own a restaurant, you get a bad review on Yelp or Angie's List? How are you going to respond to that? So it's a much more dynamic and fluid time right now. And to assume, you know, in the book I talk about planning and the fallacy of it. There's a great quote in there from somebody, I forget, but everybody loves planning because nobody has to do anything. It's exceptionally difficult these days, Jim, as you know, to forecast 1, 2, 5 years down the road. So I'm not saying blow up your model and try to do everything by any stretch. My point is that you have to be willing to adapt very quickly. So companies like, you know, look at Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Google have been able to morph in some incredibly different directions. And this year, Amazon's going to make $850 million from selling excess compute power.
Right.
There's no way Jeff Bezos assumed the company would be doing that when he founded it in 1994.
No way. He wanted to sell books. That was it.
Right. So my point is, by embracing the unknown to some extent and not being afraid to morph into different directions, you may find that your small company is getting very, very big. But by saying, no, we are only an X company, I think that you can really limit yourself. That's the book in a nutshell.
And I agree with that. The difference is, small business owners have such limited capital, is we have to be very, very careful wandering too far off of what it is that we really are good at. And that's the only concern. But folks, that's the reason why we have these discussions. That's the reason why we bring people like Phil on to talk about these ideas. And that's the reason why he writes the book. So you can go in there and find your place in that book. It's PhilSimonSystems.com. Is that right?
Yeah, that's the main website.
And then you can click on Kickstarter, the Kickstarter link on your website, to go over and find out how they can actually be part of you developing this book, right?
Yeah, yesterday I released some cover mock-ups, so I'm actually soliciting feedback from people.
Wow.
So I'm trying to make it kind of a collaborative type of process.
Crowdsourcing.
Later today I'll have
I like that.
Interiors of the book.
Let's check it out, folks. Hey, Phil, make sure we launch the book on the show when it comes out. Let us know about that. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.